We've been in the book of Ephesians. If you have your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 5. We've been working our way through the book of Ephesians. It's been entitled Masterpiece, Discovering God's Identity and Design for Believers in Community. God's molding us as a church, and not just our church, but the church globally, His body, to be what He is calling it to be. God's identity and design for us, for believers. I don't know how many of you have ever been to a sand dune. Some of you probably spent lots of time in sand this week. But sand dunes, there's one in Michigan we used to travel to with a group of teens from our church once a year called Silver Lake. Silver Lake Sand Dunes. I don't know if many of you are familiar with Silver Lake Sand Dunes. But Silver Lake's unique because it's kind of in between two bodies of water. There's Silver Lake on one side, the small body, and there's Lake Michigan on the other. And so in between these two lakes is the big heap of pile of sand. And as a church, we would go and we would cross the lake. This is actually the side of Silver Lake looking at the dunes, and Silver Lake would be beyond the dunes on the other side. We would cross the lake. Somebody from our church would let us use a boat. Crazy letting two youth pastors use a boat for the week, but he would give us a boat and say, here, take it, use it for the teens, and we'd take them out tubing, do all sorts of stuff on Silver Lake, but usually we would take them all across first to the dunes. And so we'd do a couple trips back and forth getting the teens across, and then came the task of climbing up the dunes. And these dunes don't look that big, but you can see the people there. They're pretty small. They're probably 50 or 60 feet high, these dunes. And so you'd start the journey, and you'd start taking your steps up, and you kept your head down because there's people above you, and if you look up, you're going to get sand in your mouth and your eyes. And so you keep your head down, and you walk, and you've been walking for about 5 minutes, and you think, I must be near the top. And you look back, and you've gone 10 feet. It's the process of walking forward, but for every two steps you take forward, you're taking one back because you're sliding back down. That's sometimes how our Christian walk feels as well. And Paul has been talking about walking. He's been talking about this process of how we move forward in our Christian journey. And the last couple of weeks, he talked about empowering to walk. God gives us this power to move forward, to progress in our Christian walk. And then last week, we talked about being transformed in your walk. This week we're talking about being intentional in your walk, and it's like when you're walking up that side of the dune, you have to be intentional with every step. Because with every step, you're working hard to work your way up, and even sometimes, though you feel like you're sliding backwards, you're still moving forward. Let's read our passage this morning, Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to be looking at verses 1 through 21. Ephesians chapter 5, Paul says this, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you as is proper among the saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or is covetous, that is an adulterer, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine upon you. Look carefully then how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Paul says first that we need to be imitators of God. Throughout the scripture, we know we're to be imitators of Jesus, and there are times when Paul says, you should imitate me because I am imitating Jesus Christ. But here Paul kind of steps it up and he says, imitate God. See, wow, God has a lot of properties. How am I supposed to imitate God? That's a pretty tall order. But Paul gives us three things that we're supposed to imitate God in. The first one is to walk in love. Imitate God in his love, in walking in love. First John 4, chapter 8 says, anyone who does not love does not know God because God is love. Anyone who does not love does not know God because God is love. Paul tells us we need to be imitators of God's love. Stacy and Ellie have been going to a Bible study during the week, and when Ellie comes home, when Stacy and Ellie come home, Ellie has songs on her heart. Mr. Bob in the Bible study teaches songs, and so she comes home and she'll just be singing songs, and it carries through the whole week. And this week she was singing one of these songs. Praise him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Praise him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. God is love. The Bible tells us that. And I heard her singing that, and I was like, wow, that goes with my sermon on Sunday. That God is love. And it's just flowing out of her. She's singing these songs, and she'll run around our house and be like, Daddy, sing the Oh My Soul song. Daddy, sing the Oh My Soul song. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. She wants to hear that song. We put it on the TV, and she just dances around everywhere. This song, this music flows out of her, and it comes out of our theology that God is love. Praise him, all ye little children, because God is love. That's part of why we worship him for who he is. Paul says, don't do things that aren't loving. And he gives us a list, sexual immorality, impurity, covetousness, wanting other people's things, filthiness of our minds, which leads us to have language that's inappropriate, foolish talk, Paul says, or crude joking. Instead, he says, do something loving. Give thanksgiving to others, to God, for what he has done. But Paul gives a warning. He says, those who follow the evil things has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Those who follow those evil things, they don't have that inheritance because they're not imitating God. They're not imitating that characteristic of God in their life. When you go to a doctor, a lot of times they'll be wearing their white lab coat. The doctors. Now, some family doctors, we go to a family doctor and he isn't always wearing his lab coat. He's just in normal clothing a lot of times. But a lot of doctors, you go to a hospital, you see them wearing their lab coats, and police officers, when you see them on duty, they're wearing their uniforms usually. Judges have a certain type of apparel that they're to be wearing. Even football teams, I don't know how many of you watched football yesterday or had the opportunity to turn on a football game, but the team is all in the same uniform, the same color. It's to tell you who they are. Jesus said this, by this all people that will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Paul was up here talking about being clothed, taking off the old, the sinfulness that God takes off of us and putting on new garments. Well, one of the new garments is to be love. Love that we have for each other. How are people going to know that you're a Christian? How are people going to know that you're saved? How are people going to know that God has done this for you? Jesus said, if you have love for one another. If you have love for one another, that's how people are going to know. How do we show love for others then? You can take food to your neighbors. You can talk to someone who's sick and ask them how they're doing and let them know that we're still praying for them. It's coming that time of year, the leaves are falling. There's a lot of people maybe that need help raking their leaves. Inviting people over for dinner. Listening to somebody who needs to talk. I hate to say this too, but there's another time of year coming. The white stuff's going to start falling soon. And there's people that probably need help shoveling snow. For kids in here, volunteering to help your mom or your dad. Doing stuff before you're even asked. Helping your grandparents. Sometimes it's as simple as holding the door for someone. Stacy and I were walking in. I don't remember where we were walking in the other day, but this young boy walked out and he held the door open for both of us. Of course, we each have kids in our arms and stuff. And so it was like, wow, thank you. Thank you for doing that. He was showing kindness to us, showing love to us. Sometimes it's just offering a smile. Sometimes it's giving a compliment. There's lots of ways to show love, but love is an action. Love is sacrificial. It might take your time. It might take your energy. It might take money or resources. But showing love is what God calls us to do because we're to have love for one another. Showing love needs to be a part of our walk. And Paul is talking about being intentional with your walk. He says, first, you need to love one another. Secondly, you need to walk as children of light. You need to walk as children of light. Again, in 1 John, John says this, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. God is love, God is light. We need to walk intentionally as light. How do we do that? Paul says we need to be able to discern what is pleasing. How do we discern what is pleasing? Well, we read his word. How can we make God smile? By reading his word, by following the things that he tells us to do, not out of just following rules, but out of the love that he has shown to us. Paul says we need to expose the darkness. If there's hidden sins in your life, they need to be brought to light. Why? Because there is no darkness in light. I've seen this picture several times floating around the internet. You see, there's a shadow to the match, but the fire, the light, there's no shadow because there is no darkness in light. There is no darkness in light. Darkness hides. The light reveals. If we are to be the light, there's not to be any darkness in us. How do we shine the light on the darkness? Psalmist wrote, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Asking God to reveal and shine a light on those areas. It's in confession to him that we get that darkness out of the darkness and bring it into the light. It is in confession with others that we take that sinfulness out of the darkness and bring it to the light. So that in us, there is no darkness. Areas like pride, selfishness, lust, impurity of our minds, improper speech, these are all things that Paul talked about here. They need to be brought into light and dealt with rather than being continuously concealed, rather than hiding them and saying, no, I don't have a problem. Bringing them into the light, revealing them, letting God's word penetrate and show you the things that you need to change. Paul says we need to imitate God, both in his love and being light. Finally, we need to walk wisely. We need to walk wisely. God is also wise. The first thing that Paul mentions in this passage is we need to walk wisely, making the best use of our time, because the days are evil. Making the best use of our time. Using our time to benefit others. Using our time to build into God's kingdom. Then Paul says, don't use your time to get drunk with wine. Don't use your time to waste it away. See, when a person gets drunk, their actions are pretty evident to people. When a person has used alcohol to that extent, their actions become evident that that's what's going on. Paul says, instead, be filled with the Spirit. Don't let something external fill you. Let the Spirit fill you so that your actions and your words can show beyond a doubt. Can show beyond a doubt what is inside you. Walk wisely, he says. He says, addressing each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, that doesn't mean that every day you have to go through your life like a musical where you're dancing and singing. All of a sudden, oh, we're going to have a song right here, right now. You don't have to do that. But he's talking about when you're fellowshipping with one another. We just had cookies and conversations up there. When you're fellowshipping with one another, that this, God's word, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, that's how they would remember God's word. All of the psalms are music. They would put a lot of other scriptures to music because it helped them remember what God's word said. And so he said, when you're talking with one another, when you're having fellowship, when you're breaking bread with one another, whatever you're doing, let it be with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, things that are based off of God's word. He said, sing and make a melody to the Lord with your heart. I read this quote this week. It said, any theology that does not lead to song is, at a fundamental level, a flawed theology. Any theology, any belief that you have that doesn't lead you to song, to worshiping God for who he is somehow flawed, because our beliefs should lead us to worship God, to praise him for who he is and what he has done in our lives. And Paul says, give thanks in all things. Give thanks to God in all things. James says it this way, but the wisdom from above, and James tells us if you need wisdom, to ask for wisdom. He says, but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, then open to reason, then full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Those sound like some loving things. We're to walk lovingly, we're to walk in the light, we're to walk in wisdom, and it's kind of a circle that the wisdom, being wise and understanding what God is telling you, will help you to walk in love and to walk in light. Finally, in this section, Paul says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Submit to one another. Be willing to submit to one another. And we're going to talk next week about what that looks like, because he's going to talk about the relationship in a marriage, husbands and wives. He's going to talk about children. Hey, children will be in here next week. He's going to talk about children and parents. How you're walking in love and in light and in wisdom is supposed to play out in your relationship to each other. And he's going to talk about slaves and masters. Now, we don't have slaves and masters, but we have bosses and people under you, or you're under somebody, however it works for you. There's relationships there and how we relate to one another. It ends this part and starts the next one by saying, submit to one another. Submit to one another. I don't know if you're familiar at all with the act of animal imprinting. It happens especially to geese and ducks when they're first hatched, but they've listened to the noises outside of the egg, and they can't see real well, and so when they kind of peck their way through the egg, the shell, and they begin to hatch, once they can start to walk, they sense, they smell the things around them and familiar noises they've heard, and whatever those things are, whatever is close by, they get imprinted with. They think that that thing is their mother. And so sometimes when baby chicks, baby geese, baby ducks are hatched, whatever's closest by, like if their mother has maybe been killed, whatever's closest by, they believe is their mother. In this case, it was this dog. And so these little birds followed this dog around everywhere it went, because that dog was right there when they were hatched. It's imprinting. This happens, sometimes the humans become the imprinted thing, and then they, these little chicks, little ducklings, will follow the humans around, because they see that as their mother. They see that as the thing that was protecting them when they were first born. The familiar scents and noises that they heard, it just gets imprinted on them. Paul started out by saying, be imitators of God. Sometimes children imitate adults. They imitate the things they say. They imitate the actions they do. As God's children, we are to be imitating His likeness as well. Paul says, especially in these three areas, walk in love, walk in light, walk in wisdom. Do you find yourself someday struggling to walk in love? Do you find yourself someday struggling to walk in light? Do you find yourself someday struggling to walk in wisdom? Paul says we need to be imitating God in these manners. Our goal is not to just follow a set of do's and don'ts. It's to learn to imitate God. In the Old Testament, God gave a set of standards. He gave Moses two tablets and was written on them the Ten Commandments. He said, you want to be like me? Follow these. I'm going to give you a standard. And they learned they couldn't even live up to that standard at all, because they still had a relationship issue. But God sent His Son to die on a cross to pay the penalty for our sins so that we could have a relationship. Now we're to be living out of that relationship, not out of a pile of stone that tells us what to do. We're to be living out of our relationship with God, loving others, being the light as He is the light, and walking in wisdom. So think about this week. How can I imitate God's love, light, and wisdom this week? Father, there's a hard task before us. We are called to imitate You, and sometimes that's difficult to do because our old self, the dirty clothes we were wearing before, we want to put back on again. God, I pray that You would help us to walk in love towards others. Help us to walk in light and shine Your light to those who need to hear. God, help us to walk in wisdom so that we do as James said, walk in purity, peaceably, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, and with good fruits. We're impartial and sincere. God, help us to live out those things in our week this week, and give us wisdom so that we can follow you and imitate you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.